Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
And live from LA, we have now got Darren Hayes with us. Good morning and welcome to Joy Brekkie, Darren.
Oh, it's so lovely to be here. Wow, listen to that rapturous applause.
We've been telling our listeners that you're coming on the show all morning and they've just surrounded the Victorian Pride Centre to really shout out, and they were hoping, I think, you were going to be here in person, buddy.
They're crashing the windows. It's a security risk. Oh, my gosh.
We're holding them back here. Darren, you've got to come over to Joy and look at the new Victorian Pride Centre when you get back to Australia. But first off, congratulations on the album. It is stunning.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I was just telling someone the other day, like, I really did make this album with no expectations. I didn't have a label, didn't have a manager, didn't even really think I was going to make a big deal out of it. I thought I would just drop the album, like do a Taylor or a Beyonce, just have I had a manager for a minute who convinced me to maybe market it and make some videos. And I'm so glad that I did because the response has been so beautiful and I'm so grateful. So thank you.
And just let's talk about the video in a second, but it's the heart on the sleeve that when I listened to it this week, there is so much of you that you've poured out into this. And, you know, was it a cathartic process?
Very much so. I mean, I, you know, I'm 50 and thank you. I know you can't tell. I'm kidding. I grew up...
For those playing at home, we're actually Zooming, so we're looking at Darren. And Darren, you're looking gorgeous, mate.
Yeah.
You're very sweet. I'm surrounded by hunks, so they're all gorgeous as well. No, I grew up in the 70s, and honestly, you know, I just had such a struggle coming to terms with my sexuality, and it was just such... you know, such a shameful, unnecessarily shameful experience for me, I think, you know, just coming to terms with who I was. And I think making the record was really necessary for me just as a human being to crawl out from underneath what is the album title. You know, that album title is, for some people, very clinical. It's a very provocative word. But for me, as a 10-year-old, you know, I used to think that just the thought crime of having a crush on a boy at school meant that I would contract HIV and die just because of who we are, just who we are as human beings. And so that journey to where I am now, where I can freely love another man and we can all be who we were born to be, is just an extraordinary life that I never thought would be possible. So it's a beautiful feeling.
There was one lyric, I was listening to Hey Matt, and I loved the lyric. One time as a way to survive, I decided to be king, but the crown dug into my skin and the gold turned to tin. I mean, that just strikes of a frightened person really trying to get out. And that's just, I think, for me, encapsulates such a vivid image.
Yeah, I think like a lot of actors or pop stars, you know, my big thing when I was growing up was I had two big secrets. One secret was I grew up in a household where my father was really violent. He was an alcoholic and we had domestic violence at home. And so I think that growing up, I had a lot of secrets to hold and unnecessarily. And then being a famous person, being a pop star, I tried to do that stuff, I think, in order to apologize for things that I never should have had to apologize for. So making this record has been, yes, cathartic and a sense of freedom. Yeah.
What kind of role did back in those days when you were selling millions and millions of records and, you know, so recognizable, what was the music industry like to be in as a closeted person? You know, were they aware? What was it like?
Well, my journey is so complicated because, shock horror, I was married to a woman. My sexuality was so confusing because, you know, I married a woman, and then once I got into the music business, I started meeting folks like all of us, and I realized, oh, maybe there is a place for me. Maybe I'm not straight. Maybe, you know, and once I did come out, I came out to friends, family, the record company, whatever. When I was in Savage Garden, it was okay because I was next to very beautiful, straight, cisgendered, gorgeous Brad Pitt looking man.
Yeah.
So I could be this sort of androgynous person.
Yeah.
Where it became a problem was when I went solo, because then, you know, I was being compared to Ricky Martin. I was being compared to, ironically, who was gay himself, but to these men or Justin Timberlake, men who were being marketed as these sort of heartthrobs to women. But I never tried to change who I was. I was painting my nails, wearing Jean Paul Gaultier. I never had a fake girlfriend. Like, once I was out, I was out. And that became a huge problem, because they really policed my image down to even what color my hair was, whether it was curly, whether it wasn't, whether there were females in my video. It was suffocating, and it was so hard on my self-esteem. You know, it made me feel repulsive, to be honest. And it was really, really tough. It was really, really tough.
Is there something a bit like a FU to the industry with this current album? You know, the title alone, homosexual, it's kind of, there's no beating around the bush.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is this, it's coded with FUs. The back cover of the album is an homage to a Michael Jackson album cover that was rejected by his record company. So
wow.
I'm in lace, yeah. And the album cover for Bad was supposed to be that cover. Michael was doing an homage, I think it was to, might have been a Billie Holiday album cover, but the album cover for Bad was supposed to be Michael behind lace, and the record company said it's too feminine, and we were on the same label. And so I decided to do that when I made my video for Insatiable. It was it had to be reshot because I moved and danced and they felt that I looked too feminine. When I made the video for I Want You, when you see me in that head brace and that beautiful video directed by Nigel Dick, who did Baby Hit Me Baby One More Time, all the Britney videos, whatever. I only recently found out that I was in that contraption because everyone at the label was too afraid to tell me that when I moved I looked too feminine. So they decided to literally put me in a position where I couldn't move my hips. So in my music video for Let's Try Being Let's Try Being in Love, I have the hair that I have now, which they never let me have. I dance, which they never let me do. I kiss a man, which they never let me do.
Did you pick, is it Scott Evans in one of your kids?
Did I pick, or did I stalk?
Okay,
yes.
Okay, cool.
Of course I did.
I like your choice.
Listen, I wanted to make sure that if I was going to be in a romantic situation, it was someone that I was legitimately, I had legitimate sexual chemistry with, within the bounds of a monogamous relationship.
Of course.
I had to tell my husband that I was like, honey, I got to go to work for 2 days and make out with Captain America's brother.
Such a hard life. And we were talking before about some of the influences. You talked about Michael Jackson there, but Madonna, Prince, George Michael, all these things have flown into Homosexual as an album. Just talk us through those influences on you, Darren.
Yes. Well, it was even deeper than that. So what I did was, when I was a kid, I was really into collecting extended mixes on vinyl and 12-inch mixes, listening to Shep Pettibone, Madonna, George Michael. But then deeper than that, so understanding, well, who were they listening to? So it was going back to queer culture, Patrick Cowley, Sylvester, looking at what was disco influenced by. And a lot of it was black queer culture. A lot of it was pioneers of the synthesizer. So really using that technology, using a lot of those synthesizers, really understanding that our joy, ironically, on your station, our queer joy came out of persecution. You know, that when I say in my song, you know, we've got to dance to remember them, that the dance floor is a place that queer culture has always gone to in times of great persecution, great sadness. You know, we've always found community in these hubs, these places of great safety. And music has always been that soothing balm, especially during the AIDS crisis. You know, when we didn't know what was happening. I don't know about you all, but I think I'm the oldest person in this room. So I have lost friends to HIV, and it's tragic now because no one needs to die from that completely treatable virus. But I have lost friends to the virus. And what was so beautiful about our community during the mid 90s was that nightclubs and dance music was the way that we danced that pain away.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to capture that feeling on this record because I didn't get to experience that as a famous person. I was still hating myself.
Yeah.
So I created a world, a sonic world on this record where I could go back and be that person.
And I think All You Pretty Things is the song we're talking about, and the video is fantastic. And I do think it's a great lyric, We Dance Remember Them, because that's what we do in the queer community. You know, we know how to enjoy ourselves and have fun, and we're racked with pain and we're racked with trauma, but the
one thing we know how to do is to party. And I think that comes through in spades on that track. And the video, I think, with all the neon and all the fun and the upbeat synth noises, is just amazing, Darren. It gives you that vibe. But just give us the quick history of All Your Pretty Things, because it's actually written with a very deep and meaningful purpose.
It is, yeah. And thank you for saying that, because I think, you know, we're also tired of gay stories being tied in with trauma and sadness. But when I made this record, I wanted to acknowledge the history, because I only stand here because of the giants that came before me. I'm married for 17 years because of all of the political activists that came out of great violence and tragedy. One of those tragic moments, sadly, was the Pulse nightclub shooting in the US in 2016. I live in a country that doesn't have gun laws like we have in Australia. No. Three or four times a day, there's a gun shooting. And unfortunately, Pulse was a gay club in the US that was also a Latin themed night. So it was one of the smallest subsections of our community that was targeted. And what really broke my heart was that we think of our places as the safest spaces we can be, especially now. Yeah. I think when we talk about the trans community that is so under fire, and in America, if you are Black and trans, you know, your life is so in danger. If you're if you're in the sex industry, if you're a sex worker in any sense of the word as well, like, it's just such a dangerous life and unnecessarily. Mm. And I was just thinking about all the vulnerable parts of our community that are picked on by politicians just to score points. So I wanted to make a tribute that was about, not about the perpetrator, not about any maudlin sense of just wallowing in the obvious tragedy, but just in the potential of a life that could maybe live on forever in song. So I think of that eternal disco. I think of that moment, you know, anyone who's ever attended a wake at a funeral knows that there's something really significant that happens where you are able to forgive any grievances you have with anyone, and you understand how short life is. And I think that's what I wanted to create with All Your Pretty Things. So even though it was inspired by one tragic event, I would hope that anyone who's lost anyone, whether it be through our queer community or just through life in general, this is a song that you can essentially say we live on through how we remember them through joy.
Yeah.
And through our lived experience, and that is often on a dance floor.
Absolutely, and it comes through in space. So you can see the video on YouTube if you want to go and take a look. It's out there. World Pride is coming to Sydney next year. Darren, you're going to be over here on tour. You're touring a whole of Australia in January and February.
Yes, yeah, I can't wait. I'm hoping I can pop by, because I know Kylie, it's been announced, right? I didn't spoil anything. Oh, thank God. Yeah. Okay.
Kylie's doing the opening ceremony.
Oh, which I'm so excited about. So I had the privilege of performing at Pride last year, which was just the highlight of my entire career. It was extraordinary. So if the production is going to be extraordinary, anyone lucky enough to go is going to be so lucky. My tour is 25 years of my entire career, which I can't wait. So if I get a chance to pop over to any event, I will. But yeah, I'm touring everywhere from Perth all the way through to the Gold Coast, actually. It's the largest tour I've ever done of Australia. And I can't wait to come back. It's going to be wonderful.
Darren, it's so wonderful to have you on Joy this morning. You must come back and talk to us again. We were just talking off air, actually. Maybe we'll try and do this and you can co-host an entire show with us, because then we can bring in all your musical influences. We can dedicate a couple of hours just to talking all things. And because, you know, we're
There's
homosexuals
so
here as
There's
well.
So
and
we haven't even talked about Madonna.
If we can't do that here with you, then who can we do
I'm
it with?
The world's, I would love to. I'd love to see the new building. I'm the world's leading expert on Madonna, and I'll fight you for that, anyone that's in this
Exactly.
Studio.
I want to hear it all.
No, I'm obsessed and I love what you do, and I'm so grateful that you play my music, but also just for what you do for new music and emerging artists. And you just give such an incredible platform for music that doesn't get played on mainstream music radio. And on behalf of all artists, just thank you, because you are the cutting edge of what's really happening.
That's
so
beautiful.
Thank you,
Darren. Big congratulations again on the brand new album Homosexual. Download it from wherever you download your music from. Get on and watch the Pretty Things video, because it's amazing. Darren, thank you for joining us this morning. Have a great afternoon in LA, and we will see you hopefully very, very soon in Australia.
So much love. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Mwah. Bye.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.